USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
House impeachment managers have concluded their opening statements in the Senate trial of former President Trump. Their presentation ran for the better part of 2 days. Trump's lawyers will make their case on Friday. The leader of the Republican National Committee says Americans want lawmakers to focus on other issues like reopening schools instead of former President Trump's impeachment trial.
What they do want to see are Democrats fighting to get our kids back in school and fighting to get this vaccine distributed to the American people instead of fighting Donald Trump over and over and over again, which they've done for the past 4 years.
Ronna McDaniel speaking there on Fox News. President Biden says the United States has struck a deal to purchase 200 million more coronavirus vaccine doses following a pledge last month to boost the number of shots available for Americans. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
When I first switched over, because I stopped taking the other supplements I was taking and switched over all the way to Balance of Nature, I really noticed a huge difference. It was amazing. Like better sleep, better attention, better energy. It was just really, really great.
Balance of Nature is now offering 35% off on any new preferred order. Go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code USA.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association Annual Convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA President, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at AVMA.org.
Shipments of COVID-19 vaccines are beginning to make their way to the nation's pharmacies. One of the nation's top infectious disease experts, Dr. Anthony Fauci, tells NBC's Today Show the pace of the rollout is starting to pick up.
Namely, pharmacies, community vaccine centers, mobile units really stepping up the pace of vaccination. So I believe we're on target. We are on target of what the president said, and hopefully as we get into the early spring, we'll have a much greater acceleration of dosage.
The federal government is shipping 1 million doses per week to 6,500 pharmacies across the country starting this week. Eventually, that number will increase to 40,000. Boeing 737 MAX planes are returning to the skies for United Airlines. Thursday morning, the first flight for the airlines took off from Houston to Denver. This comes after the FAA lifted its nearly 2-year grounding of the planes, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wyatt Cox. Each and every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time. Comedies, drama, suspense, it's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it.
Federal prosecutors and regulators are investigating whether market manipulation or other types of misconduct fueled the rapid rise last month in prices of stocks such as GameStop and AMC Entertainment Holdings. Those fluctuations hurt hedge funds. When it comes to hedge funds, pollster Frank Luntz tells CNBC the public doesn't have too strong of an opinion about a hedge fund.
That the fact is that this is an industry that's under attack. This is an industry that isn't trusted. People don't have faith and confidence in it. And one of the challenges is that they, quite frankly, they've got no one explaining what they do. And I don't mean lobbyists. I mean people who are responsible for saying, for explaining the process, explaining why they are important to the investment community. Because right now, with Democrats in control of the House and Senate, you could absolutely see some sort of constraints, additional regulation, because that was key in all of this, that the American people want to see some sort of balance.
The White House is prioritizing getting America's economy on stable footing and increasing the country's competitive edge to keep up with China. In a briefing, Press Secretary Jen Psaki says President Biden is focused on solving problems here at home to be able to compete with China. Those comments come after the president had a lengthy call with the Chinese president. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.